We are Sorted, a group of mates from London exploring the newest and best in the world of food whilst trying to have a few laughs along the way. We've got chefs, we've got normals, and a whole world of stuff for you to explore, but everything we do starts with you. Hello, I'm Barry, and this is Ben, and welcome to Fridge Cam.
Now, last time we cooked from this book, you guys loved it. So, buckle up, we're going again.
Recently, we've been having a lot of fun with this book.
Le répertoire de la cuisine.
It's from 1914, and it's considered the Bible of French classical cooking.
The only thing is, this cookbook doesn't really have any recipes.
No, it's more like a bunch of dishes with a set of ingredients that they expect you to know how to cook.
Last time we cooked from this, we had good fun.
Yes, we did.
And last time us normals cooked from the book, this happened.
I loved cooking from that when I did it.
Comment down below a page number between 45 and 239. And we'll give it to these guys and see how they get on.
This is silly.
You then commented in your thousands, and the recipe that you guys will be cooking from today was suggested by Kelly Atkins.
You guys are so predictable.
The thing is, we've made this community.
Yeah, we've done this to ourselves. Well done, well done.
Oh, no. Omelette making is at once very simple and very difficult. Stuffed with dice of tongue, truffles, gherkins, and white of egg, cohered with poivrade sauce and red currant jelly, a thread of same sauce round.
Whoa. cohered. So we've got to find that sauce.
That sauce. Poivrade.
Poivrade.
Pepper sauce, right?
Well, I'm not going to pretend to know French like you.
I think it's clear what you'll both be cooking.
Yes. This
leads us on to another one of our comments. Would you like to lift the cloche?
Oh.
We're going to make this...
No way.
...a chef versus chef.
I prefer teamwork.
It's just an omelette.
Shall we get you some ingredients?
Yes, please.
So delicately presented.
Chefs, you have 1.5 hours, starting in 3, 2, 1, cook.
I mean, that feels like a long time to make an omelette, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an omelette, for goodness sake.
Just an omelette.
How do you want to split this?
Left and right, or top and bottom? So my instant thing is, in 90 minutes, I would normally think that tongue would take a lot longer. A lot longer of a slow braise, perhaps even more than a day.
I've never done this before. How do you do this?
You're doing it right. It's taking off that membrane. It's a very well-used muscle.
Coming from the same audience that picked page 69.
The tongue is the main muscle used in mastication. James, while you're doing that, I'm going to boil
the kettle. No, whoa. What are you doing?
Let's share the tongue.
How do you do this?
Oh, no, that's a terrible thing to say. Well, while I'm waiting on tongue and trying to get my head around the rest of the logic, I thought I'd boil some eggs. I saw mention of egg white, and I think it is possibly boiled egg white that's chopped and diced with the gherkin and the truffle mix.
I've done my tongue. Ben's yet to do his tongue.
You know we're friends, really. We can share tongue.
Oh.
So the thing with the reference book is you have to keep back referencing, forward referencing, and it then get to a place that gives you kind of a recipe guideline, but that has something else you also have to reference from somewhere else. So I've tried to trace it back as far as I can, and I've just made the marinade, which is minced shallot, parsley, salt, pepper, lemon juice, and oil. I can't remember where I need that, but I know I do. C'est confus. One pretty classic flavour combination that seasons a lot of sauces and broths and stocks and stews is a bouquet garni. I quite like to do it with a stick of celery, then put like the thyme, the parsley stalks and the bay on top, then tie it to keep it all in place, and then that can go in, and it's easy to fish out at the end when it has imparted all its flavour. We're lacking butcher string, so it's going in loose.
So I'm dicing the tongue. I'm going to make a marinade, which I've just learnt is shallots and parsley and something else.
Oh, I see. You just did that. So when I said I'd cook you some eggs.
Oh, did you want cooked eggs though?
I'm just pointing him in the right direction, you know.
Oh, I love that confidence.
I just want to see Ben do the tongue as well. And everybody watching wants to see Ben do the tongue.
Nobody wants to see me do the tongue. Let's be honest. We've had enough tongue for one day. So I'm starting off the sauce, which is poivrade ordinaire. So it's a mirepoix veg, onion, carrot, celery, plus bouquet garni, fry it all off in oil. Then we moisten it with my marinade, add some demi-glace, vinegar, and reduce.
Chefs, you have 1 hour remaining.
That's half an hour?
Yep.
There's half an
spent
hour gone.
25 minutes on the tongue.
Oh my God.
Foreplay is everything.
Webbers! Wait. Stop it!
I'm going to start the recipe now, and I'm going to make a marinade.
Any bacon?
Could I have lots of small little bowls?
Oh, I want small little bowls too. If Ben's getting small little bowls, I want small little bowls.
James is getting sassy. I like sassy Jamesy. James, what are you doing and what is that?
I'm just making my marinade.
But why have you got bacon?
Hang on a minute. What's Barry judging this on? You put bacon on it, it's going to taste more to Barry's tongue, but it might not be traditional.
Have you looked up mirepoix in the book, Ebbers?
Oh, okay. Playing like that, are we? Valid. You learn something new every day. Mirepoix, composed of carrots, onions, fresh bacon and ham, cut into dice and used as a base for sauce.
Interesting.
Who knew? Mirepoix is awesome.
Yeah. I just don't know the best way of preparing that.
How you getting on, Ebbers?
I'm not, because I hate peeling tongue when it's raw, so it's really tough. So I've gone for an option diced tongue, which I've seasoned with salt and pepper, very hot pan, a little bit of oil, definitely butter later for the omelette, but this I'm going to go with oil and I'm going to flash fry it because I'm not going to be putting raw tongue into mine, so I'm going to cook mine now. And a couple of red herrings here. Why have we got mushrooms on the bench?
It depended whether you wanted to make a brown roux.
Oh, for a demi-glace. I see.
Impossible.
Impossible in 90 minutes.
Impossible.
So it was in the sauce that they had to make. They have to include a demi-glaze. Now, demi-glaze or half-glaze is actually another sauce based on a brown roux, reduced to perfection.
But that could take hours.
Unfortunately, they both already know that, so neither of them have tried to make it. Ebbers, what are you doing?
So my tongue was very tough. So it says dice. I think that's if you've braised it, you can dice it into perfect tender tongue. What I'm going to do instead is having sautéed it, I'm now going to mince it pretty much. So it's now cooked, so it's really fine. So you have to chew through big bits.
I made my marinade. I fried off my mirepoix. I added the marinade to the mirepoix. I added demi-glace to that. I've then reduced that down. It's probably been about 20 minutes now. I'm going to keep reducing it down a little bit more. Then I'm going to strain it. I've cracked my eggs for my omelette because I feel like to feel prepared. I've diced truffle. I've diced gherkin. So I'm almost ready to go. I have got a pan of water on the boil because I actually think Ben's right. I think you boil it and I think you probably like dice the egg whites that are boiled and cohere it.
Would you like to boil some boiled eggs?
Oh, yes.
I'm way ahead, mate.
Yes. Sucker.
What I love about this is that this clearly works. This combination of ingredients clearly works. You've almost got to decipher how.
Do you know what? The biggest thing will be the ratios of the flavours. Going back to getting everything in balance, the red currant jelly is going to give you the sweetness. The gherkin is going to give you the acidity and the tang. The tongue is well seasoned and beefy and wonderful, but you've also got all those root vegetables that give you kind of this base level of flavour, and you've got to get them all in balance. Bound in egg that's cooked perfectly. Ah, no! Oh, no!
What?
Omelettes. I love an omelette and I love a little bit of colour on my omelettes, but I think the traditional French version is no colour.
I mean, when you think about it, it is an awful lot of work for an omelette.
But if you're in a big professional kitchen, which is what Escoffier was known for doing the little sections, the saucier would be baking demi-glace. You've got different people doing all your different things. You'll have so many commies beneath you doing all the gherkin, the egg white and the parsley. And actually, once you've got that mix all made up, cohered, you're just making an omelette. And if you're making 80 omelettes a morning in a hotel, then actually it's not that difficult.
Feeling really behind.
Boys, half an hour remaining.
I'm so excited.
You won't get to toast again because it's Barry's job. So I can feed you.
It's so weird.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm about to fry off my tongue. Don't know what's going to happen.
It looks to me like you've got a bigger dice than Ebbers. I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing.
Oh, well, he minced his, silly monkey.
Oh, what have you done, James?
I'm just using the fat that I skimmed off the top of my sauce to fry the tongue in.
Yes.
Come by.
Oh, really tasty. It's not offensive, you chewy, you know?
No,
like, sometimes you have chewy liver.
Yeah. And that is horrendous. No, it's just a, like, it's just a bit fatty.
Yeah. Tell you what, it leaves you with the best flavour ever.
It does. It's like licking a cow, isn't it?
Everything's about licking something, isn't it?
My sauce has got a few more minutes of reducing and then I'm going to strain it off, check it for seasoning, and I want a consistency that will go around the plate nicely but also cohere with the red currant jelly, all of these flavours. Dice of tongue, I've minced mine, truffles, gherkins and white of egg, cohered with the sauce we've made and red currant jelly. Now, if I was making this at home, I think I'd want to freshen up that with some fresh parsley or some fresh chives as well. It's not traditional in this recipe, so I'm going to refrain. But I feel like that's just what this filling needs now, a little bit of fresh herb.
Hey.
Woo, what's
was
going
he
on?
Stirring, he's stirring your sauce.
He's stirring my sauce.
Chefs, you have 15 minutes remaining.
Oh, Ebbers, what's that gone in there?
Ebbers has gone rogue. He's gone off menu.
A bit of fresh thyme, gorgeous mushrooms. If they're here, I'm going to use them. I'm going to make an omelette to snack on in the next 10 minutes before the omelette that you guys want. James, are you using all this parsley?
Yes. Hey, it was your choice to give me egg whites, dude. I don't have to reciprocate.
Woo! You little sasspot. This is the best. James has got his eggs in.
How many eggs have you gone for in your omelette, James?
Since I've got a small pan, I'm going for two. I don't want them not to cook.
Aerate the omelette to get as much air in there as possible so that when it hits the pan... I mean, what James has done... It's a very sensible thing of testing the thing we're actually making. I mean, that would make a lot of sense.
You've just made a nice omelette. Thoughts, James? Happy?
Could be better.
What could be better, James? Because you've got another attempt at it.
It's a bit runny. It's a little bit
Comment vas-tu, James?
James, talk to us.
Do I want to eat that or do I just want to save it just in case I don't get another one done?
I don't really understand what he's done there.
Would you like to try some snacking on that?
Well, I don't want to see it go to waste.
That is bloody delicious.
Chefs, you have 6 minutes remaining.
Oh, look at that. Oh, do I go there? Oh, I go again.
And 3, 2, 1, step away from your omelets. Let's bring in our judge.
Feeling hungry?
Yeah, sure.
3, 2, 1.
Oh.
I know what you're thinking. It's been an hour and a half.
It has been an hour and a half.
In front of you, there are two omelette reforms. Plural.
These are already, visually, I'd say, on par. This one's got slightly more colour. This one's... The only thing that, for me, gives it away slightly is the garnish. Double bluffing? I'm not sure. It tastes a bit like an omelette with steak and gravy, which isn't a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Sign me up.
It doesn't taste like tongue, because it's also quite sweet, but with the gherkins, you've got quite a sour tang to it as well. It's completely unique. Gherkin is a lot more subtle. It's less sweet. I'd say it has more layers, but doesn't pack as much of a punch.
Ooh.
What's he gonna go for? Punchy or balanced?
Who has the better tongue is a really tricky one because they're both, like the tongue is on par. It's not chewy, it's not too fatty. I have to go on my gut. On purely the fact that it's the most balanced dish on the table, my favourite is this one.
Own up, who made which?
No bluffing to be had.
Okay.
Congratulations, yeah. Curry.
Thanks.
Let's give it a go. Well done, James.
Thank you, sir. Good
work. And well done, Ebbers.
I like the sauce.
It's insane. I've never had an omelette taste like that, ever. No. It's the best omelette I've ever had. I mean, we know about this book. Do you see it has a place in the kitchen these days?
I think it's a really fun game. And I think if you want to experiment with food, it kind of pushes you out of your comfort zone.
Don't need it in the home kitchen though, do you?
Can I just point out that we've now done 3 different videos about this book. Mike's not done a single one.
So the next one is you and Mike?
No, Mike should go solo.
Mike on his own.
If this video gets 20,000 likes, Mike will do it on his own.
Fine. Okay, deal.
Not on your own.
Yeah, I think it'd be funnier.
Great.
Good fun.
Done. Well done, boys.
So you guys know what to do. 20,000 likes, that is the target. Let's stitch Mike up.
That really is Mike's worst nightmare.
And then, of course, you'll see us every Wednesday, every Sunday, back in this very fridge.
Like, comment, subscribe. You know what to do.
Bye-bye.
As we mentioned, we don't just make top-quality YouTube videos.
No.
We've built the Sorted Club, where we use the best things we've learned to create stuff that's hopefully interesting and useful to other food lovers. Check it out if you're interested. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you in a few days.
I'm going to make an omelette to snack on.
It's not even like a test omelette. It's just a snacking omelette, which I don't take offence to.
Yeah, to be fair, you can't take offence to any of that, no, because you make snacking food all the time when you're normally cooking.
Yeah, I do. That's why I look like this.